Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. This famous invitation of Jesus in today's gospel certainly deserves some close attention. So I would like to focus basically on this one line this morning. Lumapit kayo sa akin, kayong lahat na napapagal at nabibigatan sa inyong pasanin at kayo'y pagpapahingahin ko o pagpapahingahin ko. Tama ba? Anyway, this is certainly much more appealing than what we heard last Sunday when Jesus told us that we would not be worthy of him. We would not be worthy to be his disciples if we didn't love him above all else, if we didn't lose everything, if we didn't take up our cross. This is an invitation to find rest from our labors and relief from our burdens. Come to me, lumapit kayo sa akin. What an appealing invitation. Who would ever refuse an invitation to rest? Who is not weary? Who is not seeking some relief from the burdens of life? This is something everyone longs for. Even when things are going well, even when we have a day off or we're on vacation, we still experience demands and burdens, the burden of our human weakness and responsibilities. But when things are not going well, when life itself is a burden, when we can find no answers, no help, no relief, then how we long for this rest that the Lord promises us. But the truth is, we don't always go to Jesus with our burdens. We do not always say yes to his invitation when he says, come to me. Well, why not? I'd like to reflect on this. It might sound like a negative approach to this, but I'd like to reflect on why we don't respond to his invitation, because this can help us change our way of responding or of not responding to Jesus. The first possibility, just to set this aside, is that we don't hear his invitation at all. It seems that many people, for whatever reason, don't hear God offering them rest. But since you're here at Mass and you have just heard this gospel proclaimed, I'm going to assume that you don't belong to the category of those who have never heard. So let's go to the second category. We hear it, we hear the invitation, but only superficially. So we just don't take it seriously. It's just an old story, or just a theory, or just an ideal, not something that has any practical consequence in our lives. In other words, we hear it, but we don't really believe it. Well, this is evidence of weakness of faith. Weakness of faith. And the answer to that is, ask the Lord for faith. Third possibility, we hear it, we believe it, but other things get in the way. I think this is the way most people of faith respond. The sort of people who make the effort to come to Mass at 7:30 on a Sunday morning. Why is it we hear this and we believe it, but we still don't respond? Well, we're just too busy, or we're too distracted, or we forget, or we're just too lazy, or we're independent. We want to solve our own problems. We don't want to be dependent on anyone else, not even on God. Another possible reason, shame. We say, well, God wouldn't invite me if he really knew what I've done. In other words, the problem of sin. Of course, he does know what we've done. Of course, he knows. And he loves us anyway. He invites us anyway. So shame is not a good excuse. But sometimes our shame or our disappointment or our fear or our loss of hope get in the way of our response. Sometimes it's resentment. Resentment that gets in the way of responding to the invitation. We tried praying already and it didn't work. So we're angry at God about that. Or we think we shouldn't have to do any labor. We shouldn't have to take on any yoke. We think we shouldn't be burdened in the first place. So why should we have to seek rest? Very often what's going on in these cases is just particular examples of what Jesus describes a few verses earlier in this gospel when he gives praise to the Father for hiding things from the wise and the learned and revealing them to the little ones. You see, when we are too wise and learned, which is a gentle way of saying, when we're full of pride, when we act like we know better than the Lord does, when we have a better plan than he does, well then, he can't reveal things to us. Or when he does, we simply won't accept them. We don't come to him. It's our own fault, in other words. But the little ones, they're different. The little ones, those who are humble, those who are willing to accept their own limitations and even admit their sins, they're able to receive and to welcome this offer of rest that God extends to us. So the key here is to be little ones. There's another passage in the gospel where Jesus speaks about an invitation, not come to me, but come to the banquet. You probably know this one. You remember the parable Jesus told about a man who put on a great banquet. I think it can help us to ponder today's gospel and give us some insight on why we sometimes respond the way we do. So in the parable, the man prepares a great banquet and he invites many people. You can look it up, Luke chapter 14. And the servants go out and they tell the guests, come, come to the banquet, come, everything is ready. But those who receive the invitation refuse to go. One by one, they excuse themselves for reasons they think are legitimate. One of them says, I just purchased a field and I have to go examine it. I can't come to the banquet. And then another one says, I just purchased 5 yoke of oxen. I'm on my way to evaluate them. I can't go to the banquet. And then one says, I just married a woman. I can't go to the banquet. You see what happens in the parable. Instead of responding to the invitation, instead of going to the banquet, they would rather deal with their businesses and deal with their possessions and deal with their family issues. Does that sound familiar? Because looking at these excuses, we can see that these are also the very things that get in the way of our response to Jesus' invitation. Come to me. In fact, the excuses that we give the Lord are very often the very things that make life burdensome in the first place. Our financial problems, our marriage problems, our health problems, all our preoccupations with matters in this world. In the parable, now I know I didn't read the parable today, but you probably know it. What happens next in the parable when those who are invited don't say yes? Well, the servants go out and they invite others. And who shows up at the banquet? The poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame. In other words, the very people who labor and are burdened, but they admit that they're burdened. They don't have the illusion that they have something better or more important to do. So they welcome the invitation and they go to the great banquet. Now I'm putting together these two scriptures, Jesus' invitation to us today and the man in the parable's invitation to everyone, so that we can see ourselves in relation to this gospel. Because it's easy to identify ourselves as being weary or laboring or being finding life burdensome, maybe not all the time, but it's a universal experience. If we deny that, if we deny that we're burdened, well then Jesus' invitation will have no meaning to us at all. Anyone who says, I'm fine, I don't need rest, I don't need the help of God, that person won't get any help. So it's easy to admit that we labor and are burdened, but it's not that easy to admit that we are often burdening ourselves. We make our problems worse by pursuing the wrong solutions. Sometimes the very things we do to get away from our burdens are the things that are making things worse for us. There are many ways to escape life's burdens. Some are worse than others. Some turn to drugs. Some bury themselves in their work. Some just try to make as much money as they possibly can. Some people just sit and scroll. They call dead scrolling or doom scrolling. Some people just play video games. Some people gossip. Some people gamble. Some people eat too much or dedicate themselves to shopping or traveling or whatever. Now, some are, I say, better than others, worse than others, but none of these things really refreshes our soul. None of them gives us the rest that we long for. They don't answer our deepest longings. This is what Jesus is speaking about when he says, come to me. He's also saying, well, don't go to all these other things. Don't go to the mall or the casino or the beer house or whatever, the movies. Come to me. Lumapit kayo sa akin. Sabi niya. Okay, how do we go to Jesus? How can we respond? Now, we might think at first that going to him means going to a physical place, like going to the church, or going to the adoration chapel, or a shrine, or any holy place, which is actually a good idea. That's a good idea. Coming to Mass this morning is a sign that you want to respond to the Lord's invitation. But Jesus is not talking about simply going to a place. In fact, it's possible to go to holy places, even the holiest place in the world, even the holiest event in the world, which is the Mass, and be distracted and be disturbed and not get anything out of it. That's certainly possible. Because going to a holy place physically doesn't mean that we become holy if we don't go there spiritually. So the movement that Jesus invites us to make here is an interior one. Spiritual one. It takes place in the heart. We go to Jesus when we present our hearts to him. And our hearts, after all, are where we are burdened. It's where our heaviest burdens are. So to go to Jesus is to open our hearts to him. So whether you're sitting here in church, or you're sitting at home, or any place, the key is to turn to the Lord Jesus. And inside, and to speak to him inside. You don't even have to say words, but the intention of opening ourselves to Jesus is the key. We can do this anytime, any place. We can do it right now, and that's what I invite you to do. Jesus, here I am. Lord, here I am. Lord, forgive me for avoiding you, for not responding to you. Lord, help me. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.